Galatians chapter 14. Just read verse number 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Hebron. Now that's all I wish to read. Trust that the Lord will bless his word to our hearts. Caleb, I suppose we all know a good bit about Caleb. We have got a record of his birth. And then 40 years later, he has been selected to go in front of the Lord's people, those 12 spies, to select out, to spy out the land. And then 45 years later, we have him claiming this mountain. Give me this mountain. We have no record of his death. He's one of those men that had a single eye. He was one of those men that wholly followed the Lord. There's not, I don't think, a record of any other one that such a statement is made of. That from the beginning to the close of his life, he was a man that started out well. He was a man that went on well. And we have no doubt, whilst we have no record of his death, he finished well. Why? Because I believe he had one object in his mind, and that was Hebron. You know, one thing, when we all started out, it was that one thing that was most important. Do you remember what the blind man said? When he said, one thing I know, that whereof I was blind, now I can see. You couldn't have cheated that man out of the fact that his eyes had been opened. It was the one thing he knew. He didn't perhaps know a lot of things, but he knew that he had his sight given to him from the Lord. And then I was thinking that the Lord Jesus said about Mary. Martha complained, you remember, as she was in the kitchen, so to speak, doing her work. But you know, the Lord said to her that Mary hath chosen that better part. One thing was needful, and Mary took the place at the feet of the Lord Jesus. You know, brethren and sisters, we might not know a whole lot in life, but I think we should set our sights on one thing of most importance, and that is that which Caleb put his eye upon, Hebron. What does Hebron speak of? Hebron speaks of fellowship with God. I've many a time wondered why it was that Caleb put his eye upon Hebron. It could well have been, you know, as he looked back over the years, thought over the years of the history of men like Abraham. You know, Abraham lived in Kirjath far beyond her for many years. He lived in Mamre. And he seemed to set his eyes upon the mountains. He wasn't like, you know, we read about Lot. Lot was a man of the plains. He didn't seem to have an exercise about climbing mountains. But as far as Abraham was concerned, the most part of his life was spent on a mountain top. Mamre means vision. He had a vision of God. He had a love for fellowship, and it sustained him all along his life. You know about, it's easy to know about, everybody knows about Lot. Lot was a man that even when the cities were being burned, he was afraid to go up the mountains. I wonder, brethren and sisters, what about us tonight? I wonder, since God in grace has reached and saved us, what we put value on. Have we got our eye on the mountain? Do we think about fellowship with God? You know, there's simple things in life, and I believe to be the most important. And one of them is keeping in touch with God day by day. Not only praying, as we would see in connection with Caleb getting up to the mountain, but like Mary, sitting at his feet, reading the Bible. You know, we read and don't we read, I commend you to God, Paul says in Acts 20. God, fellowship with him, and the word of his grace, the Holy Scriptures. These are two things. You know, they're simple things, yet I believe them to be most important. As far as Abraham was concerned, you know, when he got up that mountain, he built an altar there, and he worshipped God. That was where his first altar was there. That's the place of worship, the place of communion, the place of keeping in touch with God. Caleb got his eye on that, I believe. The chapter that we have read from, you know, he refers to, I believe, perhaps the secret of it all. He refers to the Lord 10 times. He wasn't a man who was self-confident. He was a man who trusted in the Lord. You know, when he was sent out as a spy, he said, Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me out. He wasn't giving Moses the credit. It was the Lord that sent him out. And he was a man that had a different spirit from everyone else. You know, it was 6-2, you know. It was 12-1 against him. 6-1 against him. 12-2 against him. But you know, that man, the Bible says, he wholly followed the Lord. And he brought back, as he went out and seen the condition of the land. It was a beautiful land. You know, he seen the land. But he also seen the problems in the land. He seen there were walls, just like the rest. He seen there were giants. But you know, brethren and sisters, he saw the Lord. Because it was the Lord was giving them the land. And he put his confidence in the Lord. And when he came back with a good report. He said that Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me out. And I wonder, brethren and sisters, have we got our eyes on the Lord? Most important to get your eye on the Lord, you know. We're journeying through life. It'll not be long till it's all behind us. We've heard of our dear brother David McElveen suddenly called home as a young man. And Friday night, was it the other night there, I was sitting talking to him in the meeting. Just last night, actually. Speaking to him in the meeting. And tonight he's at home with the Lord. He finished his course attending meetings. He finished his course in fellowship with the Lord's people. And this dear man, Caleb, he had his eye on the mountain. And he had his eye on keeping in with God. He's seen the difficulties, you know. There were giants up there. And he was prepared to go up. You know, the Bible tells us in Judges chapter 1 that he expelled the giants. I was just looking at a chapter there in the book of Chronicles the other day. And I noticed that there was one of Ephraim's connections was killed by the giants. And the reason was they had gone in to get the cattle from the land. And the giants came down and killed them. And I wondered why, and I began to think about it. And the thought came to me like this. If they had gone up and got the giants first, they could have got the cattle then. You know, brethren and sisters, there's giants before we can get into fellowship with God. There were 3 giants in this land. And it says about Caleb in Judges 1 that he expelled them. He didn't see the difference. He didn't see the problems the other men seen. They were afraid of them. But he wasn't afraid of the giants because he had his eye on the Lord. The Lord helped them. And that's what he said. The Lord will help. If the Lord helped me. And the Lord helped them not only to climb the mountain and to get into fellowship with God, so to speak, but to put away the giants. There's giants, you know, we have had giants from the moment we were saved. And there's 3 of them, strange as it may seem. The world, the flesh, and the devil. These are enemies, and they're big enemies. And they assail themselves against us everywhere we be. But you know, this man was able to go in, independence on God. And it says about him that he expelled them. You know, many a person has been overcome by the world. It says about Demas, you know. And I would like to be very gentle about Demas because he was with Paul for many a long year. But it says he loved the world. Not the evil world, just the world. And he went back to Thessalonica. The world overcome him. And he went down. We've got to overcome the world, you know. If the world has all its tinsel toys and its pleasures. But the child of God is meant to rise above them. You know, Lot, I believe, was overcome by the world. The Bible says about him that he saw the well-watered plains. You know, Abraham was, he was bringing him down. You mightn't agree with this, but I have a feeling that Abraham had a bit of the responsibility. You know, as he was going down to Egypt from God, away from God, taking his wrong course. Lot's eyes were everywhere, and Lot saw the well-watered plains. He saw a place called Zoar, yonder in a place like Eden. And when he was coming back up, he never forgot that sight. And as he looked over toward the Jordan, over the valley yonder, he saw the well-watered plains, and his eyes lit upon them. He thought it would be a good cattle ground. And he longed to be over there. You know, he went over there. He set his face toward there. Then he pitched his tent toward there. And then the Bible says he built a house in there. He was in the gate there. He was in the place of responsibility in a bad place. Because he was overcome. You know, we've got to watch it, brethren and sisters. We're pilgrims bound for glory. We're pilgrims going home. We're not left Abraham, you know. Abraham wouldn't fight with his brethren, you know. But he would fight for them. For in chapter 14, he went out with 318 men. And he destroyed kings upon kings and their armies. Because he loved his brother. Even though he was a wayward brother. And he brought him back. But even bringing him back, you know, it wasn't long till he was away again. But nevertheless, he had an interest in his fellow believer. I wonder if we got an interest in our fellow believer even when they go astray. Galatians 6 tells us, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself. Overcome. We've got to overcome the world. You know, the flesh is an enemy. And the flesh is against us. We go to bed with it. We raise up with it. It's always with us. And we've got, by the grace of God, to overcome the flesh. How do we do it? I believe it's only by keeping in fellowship with God. The world, the flesh, and the devil, he's an enemy that'll never leave us either. He's on our track, brethren and sisters. But thank God, to the present moment, by the grace of God, we are where we are and have been preserved. Caleb said, give me this mountain. One thing in his mind, fellowship with God. I trust that the Lord will bless this simple word and encourage some of our brethren to come forward and further help us in listening to the ministry of the word. Give me this mountain.